producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to read over some of these comments on Infowars.com, an article Paul Watson's written about a new executive order by Obama to detain anybody that has a cough. These commenters just say it a lot better than I can. But right now, and into the next segment, I want to get your take on Ebola. I mean, is it hype or are you concerned about it? I think it's a little of both. Garrett in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I'm a first-time caller.
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got two main things here. I mean, there's been a lot of top medical professionals say that in today's times we're a lot more vulnerable for a pandemic to break out due to the drug-resistant bacteria, due to the mass amounts of antibiotics being put out.
And due to the fact that sanitary conditions are going down in the country and the borders are wide open.
Yeah, and also right now there's two American medical missionaries that have Ebola positive and are being taken to Atlanta and Emory University Hospital. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't Atlanta the head of the CDC as well?
Yeah, that's where the Centers for Disease Control are. There's no mistake they're being brought to Atlanta.
But the propagandists, they keep on putting out stuff like, well, they're specially treated for this type of infection and it's all safe and dandy for them to come over here. Well, whenever top medical professionals already say that all this is going on due to the amount of flights going on and they're purposely bringing them to the U.S., if one doctor gets it and goes home and spreads it to two other more people, it could just break out like crazy.
Well, exactly, but I was about to say, they're taking them to basically a bioweapons wing lab. All the bioweapons labs here, because they're illegal, are called bioweapons research, so they're not illegal. And they're going to get blood cultures, you name it, either try to see exactly why it appears to be getting more transmittable, stronger, more resilient, or they might be wanting to do tests on to see how their baby's grown, because the CDC has just been involved in all sorts of secret testing. They're the folks that like to shoot black stuff with syphilis, so and the folks that like to cover up with what's happening with anthrax attacks. So we don't really know, in my view, exactly what's going on. This is definitely the biggest Ebola outbreak in history. And again, Ebola only emerged the last 30 years and has a lot of evidence connecting it to being a bioweapon, a zoological ape virus that was souped up. But great points, Garrett. We'll continue to watch it. They're also taking people to Germany that have it. And that's, again, because they want to study them. They're on special aircraft, sealed. They've got special suits on. They're decontaminating. But still, a lot of healthcare workers have still gotten it. It's a very serious virus, especially if it ever goes airborne. You're looking at billions dead. That's the estimates out there by the UN. Billions dead. But 90% plus die when you get it. Mike in Louisiana. So it is a serious situation, folks. Anyway, you slice it. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, this is Mike, your info warrior, your wagon in New Orleans. I got a comment on the Ebola situation, but also you should know, if you're not aware of already, Richard Gage was on C-SPAN this morning on the last segment. It was a magnificent appearance for him, and you should link to it. I was absolutely beside myself that C-SPAN would have him on. It was excellent. As far as the Ebola goes, this to me looks like the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We got war, famine, disease, and pestilence heading straight at us. Wars and rumors of wars. So this is no surprise at this time in this of our history that this is going on. And how much of it is a hoax, I don't think so. A segment of it, but these things are real.
Exactly. There are new crises popping up every few days. And the answer is don't be afraid of it. Don't go into a catatonic state like they want you to and give up. Decide what you can do. Expose the globalists who are behind a lot of it. Try to warn others. try to get prepared so as things get more serious, we're not caught flat-footed. Great points, Mike. Ken, Bill, Johnny, Judy, your calls are all coming up and special guests. Stay with us.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. We come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the 30-minute InfoWars Nightly News that premieres each evening at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Incidentally, we have run the July special. It's going to end today. So by August 2nd, it is August 1st already, you will not be able to get the 5.3 months free. That's what the discount comes out to when you sign up for a year to see the nightly news, my documentaries, and so much more. You can get 5-plus months off the yearly subscription. Or you can always get a month-to-month $5.95. Each membership is 11 people. 11 people can use each membership. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. And we have special live reports, expanded reports after the news airs each night. And you are literally not just getting hardcore information that you can share with friends and family and download and share in HD. You're also funding the entire media operation, the syndicated radio show, the documentary films, the magazine, the special reports, the live event coverage, everything we're doing here at the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. Now, we're joined by another trailblazer in the true new media. We're not the alternative media. We are the real media, the new media, arising to fill the vacuum because the prostitute establishment media won't do it. We are joined by Chris Burgard. In 2007, Chris Burgard created the award-winning documentary Border, I remember that, which screened for the House and Senate. Following a 16-state promotional tour in numerous sold-out theaters, Burgard's film resonated with presidential candidate Herman Cain, who recruited Burgard to be his senior creative and strategic media consultant. As a dad who can't stand to see children used for profit, Burgard traveled back to the border last month, only to uncover the situation was more dire and urgent than previously reported. What he discovered was shocking, and he feels compelled to tell Americans the truth, the startling truth. BackToTheBorder.com. And he's with us to the bottom of the hour, and we'll get to your calls on Ebola, because I want to get your take for folks that are there as well. And then joining us will be a man he interviewed just a few weeks ago, Chairman and border security expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers and former senior head of the Border Patrol. As a retired Border Patrol agent and supervisor, he spent 26 years patrolling the Mexican border with Texas and Arizona. And Zach Taylor has warned that it's asymmetrical warfare. I want to play a short clip of that interview and then go to the filmmaker. But here's Zach Taylor warning people about what's really happening. It's a premeditated military takedown of the U.S. Here it is.
The whole idea of asymmetrical warfare is to defeat your enemy from within. It is not to attack him from without. Of course, the threat comes from without, but they have to be inside of the United States to effect a successful warfare strategy. If asymmetrical warfare is going to be successful, the first thing that has to be done is to compromise America's defenses against invasion, because they have to have their personnel inside the United States to affect the infrastructure, our hospitals, our schools, our electric grid, our power supplies, our water supply. Basically, what we call infrastructure. All of those things create our infrastructure. But they have to affect the degeneration from inside the United States. The markers that we're seeing that indicate this is asymmetrical warfare is because the reaction that the United States is taking is they're taking the opportunity of inviting these illegal aliens to come here. They're concentrating them in one place in the United States, the Rio Grande Valley, and they're drawing the resources that are protecting the rest of the United States border to care for the illegal alien children, to help with the overflow of the minors, to transport, to take care of the needs of these people while they're in Homeland Security custody. All this takes the resources that are protecting America at the border off of the border. So now the borders are wide open. This gives the people that are trying to get their infrastructure, their personnel, their drugs, their dirty bombs, their biological weapons, their chemical weapons into the United States without being noticed, because this part of the border is open. It is not being patrolled. It is a perfect military strategy. It doesn't raise any eyebrows because we're focused on the children. But we need to focus on our children, because this is asymmetrical warfare. Everything says it is. And the way the United States government is responding to it is concealing that fact from the American people. In other words, they're assisting in the downfall of America. And you need to understand that.
That's right. And that's total truth, what you just heard. Absolutely true. That's why they covered up that they're busing them in. We had to go down and show the video to prove it. And 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, the New York Times had to admit it. All because we sent reporters down there and Drudge Report picked it up. That's how important this operation is. And I'm not tooting our horn. The mainstream media has been covering this up until we called them on it. Now the question is, well, why are you doing this? Why are you inviting them here? Why is Rahm Emanuel saying, come to Chicago? You know, these are war-torn areas. Chicago's war-torn. Our country is collapsing, and the asymmetrical warfare is Cloward and Piven, not just dirty bombs. That's all I would add. That it's meant to implode the counties, the cities, so they can come in with a Marshall Plan to federally stabilize the Southwest and other areas that will collapse under the millions that are now coming. This is only the primer, the detonator. This whole global advertisement of the kids coming here and that they get to be at resort-like conditions. And that all the big Baptist churches and Catholic churches are getting federal money, $6,000 a month, up to $7,000 a month, to warehouse groups of three in private homes. So it works on a bunch of fronts. It's a wealth transfer. It's a scam. It's organized crime. Now, we're joined, again, by the filmmaker who is making the new documentary, BackToTheBorder.com. Chris Burgard, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, you heard my little five-minute breakdown there and playing that clip of the interview you did for your film that's coming up. You've been all over the border and have seen even more than my reporters. Give us your breakdown, sir, as a journalist, on exactly what's happening.
Well, Alex, we've been doing this 9 years now, and I thought that we had told the whole story when we did Border and released that back in 2007. But when I see kids used for profit, I'm a dad. I can't stand that. Whether it's profit by the drug cartels or the politicians, I couldn't just sit back. I mean, the federal government can't tell me that they didn't know the children were being used on the border, because I filmed it in 2005 and I showed Congress in 2007. Michael Chertoff even commented on it.
That's right. It was a big scandal that the mules are using the kids, and they're even getting U.S. kids to go down there to become mules, and they're getting killed.
Yeah, well, the cartels have been recruiting in the United States for a while, because if you're a suburban kid that doesn't fit the typical tattooed Hispanic gangbanger cliche, then they can do a lot more with you. But we filmed in 2005 the arrest of a group of kids, and because it takes longer to process them and Border Patrol's there, while they're tied up, they hit the fence in nine other areas. I mean, it's a business model that works. And what you're seeing now on the border, this is something that cartel sources have been saying they've been working on for 2 years, since DACA first came through. They knew that it gave them a loophole. If you're 17, you come on in, and after 72 hours, you're no longer held by Customs and Border Patrol. You're transferred to Health and Human Services under the Organization of Refugee Resettlement. So what they do is they've been recruiting folks to come up here, because what you're not seeing at the border is everybody on the mainstream cameras is everybody else that's coming in where you're not looking. Places like Falfurrias, Texas, or Sonoyta, Arizona. This is a plan. This is a disaster by design. I mean, the drug cartels are multi-billion-dollar businesses. They're going to do what they need to do to make a profit. It's just really sad to see that enforcement on the border in the last 9 years, I've seen it degraded to the point that it's just worse. It's not better.
And, of course, your film shows the dead bodies of little 3- and 4-year-old Mexican and Latin American children. The mass graves are just everywhere. Tens of thousands have been dug up. Who knows what else is out there? They're being fed on by the cartels, by the coyotes. But then Robert Rodriguez puts Don Johnson in a cowboy hat and says they're all being killed by Don Johnson.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that movie. But, we have pictures of... Let's go back to Falfurrias County, Texas. You know, 9 years ago, we had pictures of the deaths that were occurring on the ranches around there. Mrs. Vickers has a ranch down there with her husband, Doc Vickers. Her dogs come up to her. They think she gets out of the house in the morning. She thinks they want to play a ball. They drop this light object at her feet, and it's not a ball, but it's a human skull from a woman that had been murdered hundreds of yards from their front door. That's the reality it's living down there. Now, I filmed that was 9 years ago. you would think things are better. Going back down there a few weeks ago, they've had over 250 dead folks within 15 minutes of their front door just in the last 2 years. That's not better. That's
so there's
worse.
Road warrior level barbarism, and now it's coming across the border. Stay there. I want to get a report from a man who's been an eyewitness for 9 years. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By the union, that big businessman, and it's going down in that dinosaur. By the used to grow food in Kansas, then it want to roll on the moon, and he's raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole darkness is gonna be against him.
I can see a day coming when even. even having your own garden will be against the law. He wrote that back in the 80s. Sundown on the Union. Our guest is going to ride shotgun with us, Chris Burgard, amazing filmmaker. I remember his film, Border, really woke up a lot of people. And this using kids has been going on a while. And again, they're just the front. Border crossings across the border are just exploding. And they're legalizing criminals. They're legalizing violent felons and turning them loose. So the kids is just the big front, ladies and gentlemen. Zach Taylor's coming up, chairman of Border Security Expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers that warned of the asymmetrical warfare, and our guest will ride shotgun with us. We're going to go back to our guest here in a moment, but first I wanted to read to you a few comments in the story about Obama signing an executive order to lock up anybody that's got a cough, basically. And one of the commenters said, you can punch up my screen if you want, if you are homeless, you get detained. If you have a cough, you get detained. If you let your kid play in the park, you get detained. Do you see what this is going? And then he goes on to say, we have no rights. But Bob Smith says, but if you're an illegal alien, you don't get detained. And the next guy says, no, you do get detained in a luxury resort and then free airfare to the destination, your chosen destination. Then you get a driver's license, you get to vote, you get free welfare. I mean, this is just totally insane. Going back again to the filmmaker, sir, this is only like a 5-6 minute segment, so I want you to have the floor and break it down. How much worse is the border now than it was? I mean, clearly it's basically not there from what we've seen. And then what comes next? Because if this flood is already huge and then they're advertising, come here, everything's free, it'll bring an even bigger flood. I mean, how bad do you think this will get? And what do you think the master plan by Obama and the Ford Foundation is?
Well, let me speak to what I know. You know, I was in Honduras during the regime change. I was down there filming. And I've had experience with folks that are down there in the campesinos. As long as they think this surge is going to keep continuing, as long as they think they can get here, and as long as their relatives are coming north and they're staying north, and until you see a C-130 landing in downtown Tegucigalpa Airport with folks being reunited with their countrymen, they're going to keep coming north. So this is going to be here for a while. Let me tell you what I can speak to facts, what I filmed over the last 9 years. There is a concerted effort that billions of dollars are spent to control, to create the illusion of border security instead of actually securing the border. And there's been an effort that I've experienced firsthand to keep America from knowing who's coming across the border when they actually know. Let me go back to a couple of years ago. Let's go back to Valparaiso, Texas. When friends of mine were getting Chinese nationals apprehended on the ranches, I go to Border Patrol under President Obama and I say, can you tell me how many Chinese apprehensions are getting down here? And they're like, sir, we can only tell you the total number of apprehensions in the top 5 countries of origin. China's not in that, so we can't speak to anything about Chinese nationals. However, on those same ranches, our U.S. government has built rescue stations with languages in English, Spanish, and Mandarin. So the entire time they're keeping guys like me from bringing the truth to America, they're spending money to deal with what's coming over. And it's not just Chinese. On the Vickers Ranch, they had a coyote scout that dropped an Urdu dictionary. He's bringing a group of 12 across. The group of 12 got in. Now, he doesn't have an Urdu dictionary to deal with folks that speak English. These are folks that are coming from either Pakistan or Afghanistan. And they're getting in the country, and it's happening on a regular basis. So what's the next step? I hope it's not a terrorist attack inside our borders for somebody that came from across the border, but it's not just folks coming from Mexico looking for work. That's what they want you to believe, but that's not what's going on. And so my question is, why does the Obama administration do this? Clearly, they don't want America to know what's going on the border. Because if they knew how many people are dying down there, if they knew how horribly they're dying, if they knew that Americans, their fellow Americans, can't even go feed their horses without taking a semi-automatic rifle with them, that ranch wives aren't safe on their ranch unless they're surrounded by protection, America wouldn't put up with it. No one would be talking immigration if they knew how insecure the border is.
Well, that's right. Or if they lived in Texas or they'd been to Mexico lately. I mean, Mexico is scary. It is a failed road warrior hell state in the north, especially. in the central areas, and they just have no idea they're so gullible. Americans just have no idea. I want to come back, sir, with you and the senior Border Patrol guy to break down what this asymmetrical warfare spells and what the next shoe to drop is. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban
and is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
And if there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on the air almost 20 years. In 2 months, it'll be 20 years. 20 years. And I have never seen anything that even approaches what is happening with the border effectively being gone. And you've seen senior Border Patrol people. We played the clips. We've had them on the show. The head of the Border Patrol Union, the former head, the deputy head, the head of one of the big retiree groups, other senior current members, they've had gag orders saying, we complete the smuggling process. This is an end of the border. This is by fiat legalization. Now Obama's basically stopped deportations. Now they're legalizing felons, letting them go. The kids are the front. The kids are the PR front to make us feel sad and bad. Just like in pro-open border movies like Elysium, it's all about the kids. They know Americans have big hearts. No country has borders this open. No country has welfare like this. You can't go to any country and have your baby and have it all paid for like here. But we're told we're the worst all day. And MSNBC with the White House talking point says you're racist if you don't want totally open borders. It's not like we border Switzerland or Japan. First world wealthy countries. We border one of the most dangerous countries in the world only after Guatemala. It's arguably more dangerous. 130,000 dead in 7 years we know about. Failed state. State Department warnings. Do not travel anywhere in Mexico. 5 years running. You never see that in the news. I went to Mexico 4 years ago. Southern Mexico in a resort area. They had troops pulling over the tour bus with guns stealing the money off the bus driver and bugging their eyes out at the passengers, the army. Mexico is a failed hell. My uncle was down there doing work. My cousin was born there. He saw cars shot off the road. His brother was kidnapped. They were at the market. A hand grenade went off and actually hit some of his family, and they left Guatemala. Okay, this isn't a game. 35 million people in Mexico City, half of them live in cardboard boxes. And I feel for them, but we can't help them with a bankrupt country with them being signed up for socialism. This is the end game. This is asymmetrical warfare. And Zach Taylor did the best breakdown of it I've seen. And for the rest of the hour, he'll ride shotgun with us, with Chris Burgard, the award-winning documentary filmmaker of Border. He's now making the new documentary, 9 Years of Work, back to theborder.com. And we've already played the clip of Zach Taylor warning of our government standing down for the asymmetrical warfare. And his last film had a really big effect and helped expose the fact that it was premeditated, the collapse of the border. And hopefully this new one will do that. But we're joined by Zach Taylor, who heads up the NAFBPO.org. He's the chairman and border security expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. And he's a retired senior Border Patrol agent supervisor of 26 years. And he's produced with his experts the Comprehensive Immigration Enforcement and Reform and delivered it to Congress. And it contains the real conclusions and recommendations developed over several millennia of experience in all factions of immigration enforcement and services. So worldwide historical knowledge. The bigger issue here is it shows this whole Homeland Security thing's a fraud, pointed at the Tea Party, arresting people because their 10-year-old went and played in the park, checkpoints on highways randomly, for no reason but to train us to be slaves. The TSA lets the illegals through. That's confirmed. I've witnessed it, but it's confirmed. This is so creepy and so epic. So, Zach Taylor, we salute your patriotism, your tireless work to warn people. But this really shakes me to my core, because I know we've always had corrupt people in government at certain levels, but this is beyond believable. It's happening. It's surreal. It's the takedown of the country. Zach Taylor, I want you to break down asymmetrical warfare, what we're facing, and then go past asymmetrical warfare, because, you know, in your video, you didn't get to that part. What's behind it? Because I know you've really got a handle on this with yourself and your experts and your connections inside Homeland Security. What's the big end game? Because from my perspective, this is only the detonator to bring in waves that dwarf what we've already seen, collapse the Western states, bringing in federalization. This could be the crisis Obama uses to bring in an executive dictatorship, which he's now basically already operating under. Mr. Taylor.
Well, if you'll go to The Art of War by Sun Tzu, talking about attack by stratagem, he says, in the practical art of war, the best thing of all is to take the enemy's country whole and intact. To shatter and destroy it is not good. It is better to recapture an army entire than to destroy it, to capture a regiment, a detachment, or a company entire than to destroy it. And supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. So what the enemy is doing is they're looking at the weaknesses in America. The weakness is in our immigration laws being not enforced, and some of the provisions of the immigration law, such as the refugee assistance program, that does not have the necessary safeguards on it. This is why the President of the United States keeps trying to designate these people that are coming in this Central American surge as refugees, but they don't come under the definition of refugee. Plainly, this is a foreign invasion. It is nothing else, but it is a contrived invasion by this administration. And we've seen this building for several years. We know that starting 18 months prior to April of 2014, they were screening these Central Americans that were increasingly coming into the United States in California. And this is where the screening took place. And they found that 90% of these were ages approximately 13, 14 to 18. Single males, working age, and they were coming here to get amnesty that Obama had promised them in the prospective date of August of 2014. None of them were claiming to be fleeing violence or oppression or poverty. The same thing was found in the captive group that was interviewed in South Texas in the interim between May and the middle of July of this year. So the claim by the administration that these people are eligible for refugee status is false.
And, of course, the UN has been saying they're refugees, and we've confirmed that there are UN advisors basically giving Obama, he believes, the legal cover for this treason.
Well, also the consul generals of the three countries involved have said that the reason for the mass migration is misinformation delivered to their people in the home country. Well, that misinformation is that the president will welcome them to come up here. And part of it is direct and part of it is indirect. The indirect part is DACA, where he said anybody that's here under the age of 31 that arrived as a child, with or without knowledge, would be granted some kind of status. Well, all you have to do is apply online, and there's no safeguards you check for. Well, pretty soon that gets back to the home country.
And the numbers are increasing. Do you have any estimate? Because we know they're whitewashing the numbers on how big the influx is. We're seeing in the Tucson sector 137,000 in just a few months, according to the sheriff there. I mean, clearly these numbers are much bigger. And how big will the next wave be?
Well, predictions are predictions. They suspected that this first wave would be 65,000, which is evidenced by the fact in January they let a contract for that number of unaccompanied minors. But, Alex, what you've got to remember is that the unaccompanied minors only reflect about 17% of what's coming through.
That's right.
Okay. So we're not talking about 57,000 people. We're talking about 300,000. Only 13%, or the 57,000, is unaccompanied minors. The problem with the unaccompanied minors is we have knowledge that for about 3 years that Los Zetas and other transnational criminals have been recruiting and training these minors as young as 8 years of age in their home country to do cartel and transnational criminal work inside the United States. One of the functions is that of an assassin. And they would not be representing, paying for, and bringing these people into the United States and embedding them in their cartel organization if they were not proven assassins.
But by the way, Salon and other White House-connected groups have made jokes about this when I've talked about it and others. But it's on record in Mexico. They've got assassins as young as 12. Historically, it's well known about child soldiers, and it just shows the total yuppie ignorance of so-called liberals out there to make jokes about this, or maybe it's worse than that, because I don't know how they think they're going to get away with the kidnappings exploding, the crime exploding, and the Democratic Party being directly behind all this. What is their end game? I know you cover just facts, sir. Again, Zach Taylor, head of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. But you talk about asymmetrical warfare. What is the end game? You know, you say the enemy is doing this. Well, it's the federal government seized by the globalists that is pulling it. So, A, who is the enemy? What is the master game? Where do you see it going?
Well, in politics, as in manifestations leading up to war, it's always about money and power and the interaction between the two. What we are seeing from the immigration point of view is that this has been a protracted conflict in Washington, D.C., basically open borders, basically closed borders. The open borders people want more and more illegal immigration, and Congressman Luis Gutierrez pretty well framed it the other day this week when he said that it is to get more people in here to vote Democrat. Well, that shows a quest for power. But we know from the way our Congress works that money is the lubricant that makes the political system run. So if they've got more power, then more money can flow to them to exercise that power. The closed borders or border security group understands the threat by diluting, or rather the attack, on what makes America America. Now, let me explain that. The immigration laws are designed to principally do only two things: protect national security and public safety. National security, the basis of it, is American jobs and the American economy, because the strength of that is what makes America what is America. And the American family depends on that for their livelihood through gainful employment and the free enterprise system.
And if you undermine that with a bunch of people that are going to go on welfare and politically vote for more socialism, you have checkmated and used the voting system to basically bring in a bureaucratic dictatorship.
At least neutralize the status quo.
Yeah.
So then you go to the public safety side of it, which includes public health. And you have a situation, for instance, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, historically, I think it was last year, 86% of the warrants for first-degree murder issued in Bernalillo County were for illegal aliens. In Phoenix, Arizona, or rather Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, 83% of the warrants for murder were issued to illegal aliens. the public safety end of the threat of them just being present here is already obvious. Then you take the public health side of it. Now, this is where we should be very concerned. Because the way the laws exist across the country about public health allows such things as quarantines, allows such things as legal intervention against people thought to be or showing symptoms of a certain disease. When I saw U.S. Public Health Service, Center for Disease Control, Health and Human Services, and the United States military all involved at the border in Texas, I've never heard of that before. Nobody in my group's ever heard of that before. It's never happened. So who was really in charge? Because this became from the very beginning, what we call a controlled or a closed event. We don't know what diseases they were quarantining people for. We don't know what diseases they were diagnosing. We don't know what they did, if anything, with those people. Now, just through little bits and pieces of information, we did find out that aliens were being shipped or flown out of the Rio Grande Valley that were obviously ill, but were not medically screened. All of these things point to the ability for this to become a tremendous national disaster on epic proportions with no real knowledge of who's running the operation.
And let me just stop you there, because it sets the precedent. I'm literally getting chills. It sets the precedent that Obama and the bureaucracy and the Ford Foundation people can just order the Border Patrol to do whatever they want, violate laws, ship people wherever they want, violate quarantine laws, ship people with TB wherever they want, drug-resistant TB, black plague showing up, and then just keep it quiet. So they're using the crisis itself and claiming they're coming to help with the crisis as a way to circumvent the laws, shut down the Border Patrol, and basically set up a secretive national security state on the border that's actually designed to destroy national security. I mean, this is open sedition. This is rebellion. This is vandalizing the country. This is sabotage, sir. I mean, am I wrong using those terms?
Well, we have markers that indicate that something like that is likely. Now, among those, on July the 10th of this year, Jay Johnson was in front of the Appropriations Committee of the United States Senate. And he testified that none of these people would be sent to a jurisdiction, a location, a town, a county, or whatever, without prior consultation with the people affected and their elected officials. Well, that patently is not happening. And so what they did was, instead of shipping those people out till they arrive at the destination at 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're arriving sometime between 10 o'clock at night and 2 o'clock in the morning, where they're not being seen, and they just sort of magically appear at these locations. So obviously what Mr. Johnson says is completely contrary to what practice is. And so in watching what this particular administration is doing, it seems that more likely they're doing the opposite of what they say they are.
Well, we've confirmed it. We got this a month and a half ago, the footage of the buses coming in. They give them the vouchers, load them on the buses, send them wherever they want to go, men, women, children, it doesn't matter, women with children. And this is the Border Patrol completing the smuggling process. So overnight, they have turned the Border Patrol from the ineffective strategies they had so people could come through under Obama to now having them be the illegal alien and diseased alien importation agency, and they have them compromised, violating federal law under executive command to frustrate and to smuggle them under cover of darkness so the media doesn't see it. I mean, this is organized crime.
Well, it certainly appears that way. But let me take this another step. The Border Patrol, actually, when we're talking about Texas, is that they're more of collecting them as they come across the border.
And then they hand them off.
Well, they're basically responsible for doing the basic processing. So if they have someone that is obviously ill, let's say the agent catches them on the river levee south of Mission, Texas, and he looks at these people and says, maybe the guy's throwing up or he's obviously feverish or the female or the child or whatever. And he calls for transport, and he says, this one's going to need a medical mask. Well, obviously that person's ill. And the agent is telling whoever's coming to pick him up, to take him to be processed, that they need to take precautions before they take custody of this person to transport.
But instead they're loaded on a bus and sent wherever they want to go. So to be clear, the Border Patrol isn't itself involved, and I agree, in the criminal conspiracy, but they're handing the ball off to those that then commit the crime. But by us exposing this with video and documentation, now they're on notice, and so now they're informed. Of course, it's really the other way around. It's the Border Patrol and ICE that told us all this months ago and enabled us to expose the crime. So the Border Patrol is working, and I want to go to our guest and get his take on this. But briefly, Zach, to be clear, the Border Patrol is working to actually get the intel out to try to stop this criminal action. So this is just almost like a civil war going on in the government.
Well, it's actually the union representatives of the Border Patrol agents that are getting the information out. And that the agent himself, if he takes it upon himself, in circumstances regarding the condition of the aliens, they say that they're subject to criminal prosecution, which I've never heard of that. Some people in my organization say they've heard of it before, but I certainly haven't. And I was a union president one time in McAllen, Texas.
Well, it's the persecution of whistleblowers that are exposing crime. I mean, if you're a Secret Service agent and catch Obama snorting cocaine, you have a duty to report that. But they call that treason now to report on crime. Unbelievable. I hope you can do 10, 15 minutes more with us, sir. I really appreciate your time. We've got Riding Shotgun with us, the filmmaker here, backtothe border.com, who did the bombshell interview with you. Chris Burgard, other comments listening to this that you'd like to make or other points or questions you think we should ask of Mr. Taylor here today?
I think that, and Zach, please tell me if I'm wrong, but I think America needs to understand the pressure the rank-and-file Border Patrol agents are being put under. These men and women are the front line of defense, and their ability to do their job, from my perspective, in the last 9 years, has been seriously degraded. Their training's been shortened. Their language skills, what they've been taught, that training's been degraded.
Isn't that meant to demoralize them and break a good agency?
Well, I don't know what it's meant to do, but it's working. The morale of the Border Patrol is not good. And why, and Zach may have more details than this, but from the folks I interviewed, why are Border Patrol agents in the Tucson sector, the most heavily trafficked sector on the border, why are they facing an ammunition shortage for practice rounds while DHS is buying up record numbers of ammunition? To me, that's just a disconnect.
You're right. It's over 2 billion rounds now. Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is that it's not a recent event. It started sometime in 2013 procurement cycle, and it's predicted or it's been reported to the agents here locally that it's going to extend into FY 2016. So we're talking about 3 years where they're not going to have the normal amount of ammunition. That can't be a coincidence, and it only affects Tucson sector. So what are they expecting to happen in Tucson sector that they want these people to be low on ammunition for? And traditionally, the Tucson sector is the busiest sector in the Border Patrol until this recent surge in the Rio Grande Valley. So all of this looks like it's laying the groundwork for some more things to happen.
Oh, yeah, Obama will probably make the Border Patrol turn their guns in next. I mean, sky's the limit. Why not? I'm going to talk to you guys during the break, see if you can do 15 more minutes with us. Callers on Ebola, I'm going to get to you. Thanks for holding. Third hour coming up. I mean, this is so real.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.